Offer and acceptance. Make sure you know. This chapter covers the core principles relating to offer and acceptance that you need to know and understand for the SQE1 assessment. The court's viewpoint is generally objective, but sometimes subjective. If an offer is made and accepted, there is a contract. If the offer is terminated before it is accepted, there is no contract. An invitation to treat does not form a contract.
SQE assessment advice. For the SQE1 assessment, you will need to be able to apply the legal principles discussed in this chapter to determine whether a contract has been formed. As you listen to this chapter, remember to pay particular attention to the distinction between an offer and an invitation to treat, the difference between bilateral offers and unilateral offers, and the different rules that determine how these different types of offers are accepted, the various methods of communication for offers and acceptance, the effect of counter-offers, and requests for further information on offers, the termination of offers.
What do you know already? Try to answer these 6 questions before you listen to the rest of this chapter. If you find some difficult or cannot remember the answers, make a mental note to listen closely to the topic as you work through the chapter. The answer to each question is given after a short pause. Question 1. What is the difference between an offer and an invitation to treat? An offer can be accepted to form a legally binding contract. No further negotiation is required. By contrast, an invitation to treat is an expression of willingness on the part of one person to enter into negotiations, which it is hoped will lead to the conclusion of a contract at a later date. Question 2. True or false? The person who makes the offer is the offerer, and the person to whom the offer is made is the offeree. True. Question 3. What is the difference between a bilateral offer and a unilateral offer? A bilateral offer is an offer by one person in exchange for an offer or promise by another person. By contrast, a unilateral offer is a promise by one person in exchange for an act by another person. Question 4. In respect of which type of offer is the offeree not required to communicate their acceptance of the offer? A unilateral offer. Question 5. What is the mirror image rule in the context of offer and acceptance? The mirror image rule requires that an acceptance of an offer must be unconditional, and it must correspond to the exact terms of the offer.